This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair on a post-election morning. There was a five-way race for mayor of Ypsilanti decided yesterday. The winner was Beth Beshert, who right now serves as the city's second ward city council member. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you very much, David, and thank you for having me on your show.
You know, you ran on a number of issues, including public safety, affordable housing, and marketing city-owned property and getting that off the city books. That includes, mm-hmm. of course, the controversial Water Street property. What becomes priority number one as mayor?
You know, we have a brand-new city council almost for the first time in a long time. Once we appoint the new replacement for me, there's going to be 4 out of 7 who are new, and that's an opportunity to build a strong and positive city council that can help us move to the next level. And then, secondly, I want to work on the Arts and Culture Commission and develop that, get that rolling and off the ground. This is something I talked about during my campaign as an economic development tool that would take the vibrant arts and music culture that we've developed in our city and help move it to the next level.
You mentioned having to appoint someone to the seat that you now fill on city council in the second ward. How quickly can that take place?
I think the city charter mandates that it happens very quickly. And I believe, I'm going to double check this, but I think we have 3 meetings or something like that to fill that seat. And so that's something that city council is going to move on immediately.
You're going to have, as you mentioned, some new faces to work with on city council, but some that remain as well. Mm-hmm. How are your existing relationships on council such that you can get everyone moving in the same direction, the directions that you've been discussing?
You know, city council shares the same goal, regardless of our personalities and likes and dislikes. We all want our city to run smoother. We all want our citizens to have good jobs, and we want good transportation for everybody. We want good roads. We all want the same thing. And so that's the most important thing on city council, in addition to just building these new relationships with a new mayor and et cetera.
Talking about relationships, how important are town and gown relationships between the city, the mayor's office, and Eastern Michigan University for the future of Ypsilanti?
EMU is a fabulous partner here in our city, and they bring us so much vibrant jobs and great visibility, and they're a great university. We're very proud to have them in our city, and I have nothing but the best hopes for continuing a strong relationship and making it even better.
Well, as you are preparing to step into the mayor's office, Amanda Edmonds is preparing to step out. What are your final sentiments towards the outgoing mayor?
Oh, I wish her the best of luck. She has done so much in our community. Growing Hope is a massive contributor to our city, and her role as mayor was exciting and a new adventure for her. And I know that she's going to do nothing but great things as she moves forward with her next phases in life.
Well, Beth Beshert, congratulations on your win. Thank you for the time this morning, and we'll look forward to the conversations we're going to have through the years to come.
Thank you so much, David, and have a great day.
That is Beth Beshert, the mayor-elect of Ypsilanti, having won a five-way race in yesterday's election. You are listening to Morning Edition on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.